Undertow, written by Sidney Bauer and read by Bill Tanaik. If a tree falls in the forest and there is no one to hear it, will there be a sound? It was a rhetorical question, an age-old conundrum. Yes and no, Judge Isaac Stein answered it for himself. For sound, like most other things, is a matter of conjecture. Boston attorney-at-law David Kavanaugh knew when not to interrupt, so he stood in the judge's chambers still in shock at what had just happened and impatient for him to go on. For a start, the word sound has two different meanings. One is a description of a particular type of physical disturbance, and the other is an auditory sensation. In other words, one is the cause and the other is the effect. Thus, the answer to the original question is, in the first case, yes, in the second, a deafening no. Judge, no offense, but I really don't give it. David took a deep breath. It took all of his strength to keep his anger in check. I can't believe what just happened. You know this is wrong. No, more than wrong. It's outrageous, criminal. So here is another conundrum, the judge went on. If two people are at sea and have a conversation heard by only those two, did the conversation actually take place? If the two confirm it, then the answer is most definitely yes. But if one of them should die before the confirmation is made, it really comes down to conjecture once again, and whether that one witness is to be believed. What are you saying, Judge? That the DA can pull this sickening stunt and get away with it? That they actually have a chance of... Nothing is impossible. So this is what, a warning? No, replied Stein with a shake of his head. I am a judge of the Massachusetts Superior Court, and it is not my job to hand out any form of advice to either side. It is merely an observation from an old man who has seen too much and still understands little. That's not good enough. A girl is dead, David. And not just any girl. Human nature is both a wonderful and a terrible thing. Her father. The judge paused before going on. He will want someone to... And my client is the most obvious option, interrupted David, not believing what he was hearing. Stein did not answer. Merely walked toward his 15th-story window, the midday sun accentuating the crevices on his tired and world-weary face. Sometimes, perhaps more often than not, life comes down to luck, or in your client's case, lack thereof. It is not the troubles we anticipate in life that undo us, but the unexpected horrors that creep up on us like traitors in the night. Judge Stein turned towards the young attorney with one last thing to say before sending him away. Do not underestimate him, son. He's a powerful man. Just be careful.